In this bulletin, Australia's economy technically out of recession, New South Wales further eases coronavirus restrictions, and in sport, Indigenous player Jamara Ugle-Hagan is said to be the number one pick in next week's AFL National Draft. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia's economy is technically out of recession, growing by 3.3% in the September quarter. But after a large 7% contraction in the June quarter, it still leaves the annual rate of growth at minus 3.8%. Australian Bureau of Statistics figures show the results for the September quarter were driven by a 7.9% increase in household consumption as coronavirus restrictions lifted across most states and territories. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says while economic challenges remain, the September figures can give Australians cause for optimism and hope.
Today's national accounts confirm that Australia's economic recovery is underway. Facing a once-in-a-century pandemic that has caused the greatest economic shock since the Great Depression, Australia has performed better on the health and on the economic fronts than nearly any other country in the world.
The New South Wales government has announced coronavirus restrictions will be further eased from next Monday. The 4 square metre rule for all venues will change to 2 square metres for outdoors and indoors, except for gyms and nightclubs. Standing will be allowed outdoors at hospitality venues. 50 people will be permitted on indoor dance floors. Up to 5,000 people can attend outdoor ticketed events, while the limit on the number of people allowed to attend weddings and funerals will be removed. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state's done well to reach this point, but it doesn't mean people have an excuse to become complacent.
Please know that no matter what the restrictions are, if you have the slightest of symptoms, you need to get tested. You need to make sure you use hand sanitizer whenever possible, that you maintain your social distancing, and that we also ensure that our quarantine system in particular remains intact, because that's where the risk is in terms of future cases.
New South Wales has recorded 25 consecutive days without any new locally transmitted cases of COVID-19. South Australia has gone 4 days without recording any new coronavirus cases linked to a concerning cluster that emerged last month. The Parafield cluster remains at 33, with only 10 of those still considered active infections. About 1,000 close contacts of confirmed cases are still in quarantine, but that number has dropped significantly from a high of almost 6,000. Chief Public Health Officer Nicola Spurrier says every day without a new infection is good news, but cautions that the virus has a 14-day incubation period.
Until we've gone, really the two full incubation cycles when we've had this in our community, the pressure is still on. Pressure is still on me, but also the requirement for all of us to get tested.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is standing by his government's controversial Belt and Road deal with China after a senior Chinese official posted an offensive image of an Australian soldier. The fabricated image shows an Australian soldier holding a bloodied knife to the throat of an Afghan child and has stoked diplomatic tensions between the two countries. Mr. Andrews has condemned the post as appalling, but he says it's important a strong relationship with China is maintained.
I would hope that the rhetoric, commentary, social media posts, whatever, inflammatory language, whatever you want to call it, I'd hope that that comes to an end. This relationship's far too important to farmers, to manufacturers, to workers, to profits for Victorian companies and therefore prosperity for our state.
To sport, Jamara Ugle-Hagan is set to be the number one pick in next week's AFL National Draft after Adelaide coach Matthew Nix all but confirmed the Crows will bid on the Western Bulldogs Academy prospect. The young key forward is certain to land at the Bulldogs, with the club able to match any rival bids. It only remains to be seen how many points they will need to secure Ugle-Hagan, an Indigenous talent who has been likened to Sydney superstar Lance Franklin. Adelaide holds the coveted first draft pick after finishing bottom of the ladder in 2020. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 29. Adelaide, similar conditions 28. Melbourne, also sunny 23 degrees. Hobart, cloudy 19. Canberra, partly cloudy 26. Wollongong, also cloudy 22. Sydney, much the same 25. Newcastle, cloudy 24. Brisbane, a nearly shower or two 29. Cairns, a shower or two 32. and Darwin, similar conditions with a possible storm 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.